Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Applied Clinical Trials podcast. I'm Andy Studna, Senior Editor of ACT. For this episode, I'm joined by Liz Beattie, Co-Founder and Chief Strategy Officer in Otto. On this episode, Liz and I discuss a number of topics around site engagement, including engaging community-based sites, the role of technology in improving site-sponsor relationships, increasing operational costs, and much more. Well, Liz, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Andy. Looking forward to our conversation. Really excited to be here with you.
Hey, great. So we'll get right into it with this first question to kind of set the stage. What are some challenges that, you know, sponsors, pharma, just stakeholders in general are facing right now when it comes to engaging with sites?
Yes. So what we've seen is that sponsors heavily rely on data and are very cautious about risk. So when you think about engaging with sites, what that means is that a lot of sponsors are using the same data sets to understand who might the right sites be for a particular trial opportunity. And because they also are risk averse, they tend to go to sites that they've worked with already. This poses some really big challenges with engaging sites more broadly. And what we've seen is about 5% of sites complete about 70% of studies. So there is a really big concentration of the same sites doing research over and over again, which leads to really fundamental challenges in the clinical trial ecosystem around concentration of research happening at the same places. So this has led to a lot of competition, reduced enrollment rates, and trials just taking longer to complete. We've seen that trials are more and more not missing their enrollment timelines. And this makes it slower to get new drugs to market and to the patients who really need them. So when you think about engaging with sites, the data process has been a really fundamental part of how will sponsors work with the right sites for their program, but it's also leading to some downstream bottlenecks in participation and innovation overall. We've also seen some data around a trust gap that exists between sites and sponsors within the ecosystem, where we did some research that showed that 77% of sites say that they report achievable enrollment targets in any of the feasibility work that they do for sponsor and trial opportunities, whereas sponsors felt that about 12% of those estimates could be trusted. So we see there's a really big problem with how we are engaging with sites fundamentally about who should be part of clinical trials. And then again, this has a big impact downstream on patients getting access to those trials more holistically.
All right, great. Now for this next topic, I want to focus on, you know, those sites that maybe aren't getting as much attention. So with that, how can engaging with more community-based sites increase diversity in enrollment? And then what do you think industry needs to do to focus on these sites even more?
Yeah, so we know that this is a really important shift that needs to happen. But what we've seen across industry is that it's very challenging for patients to get access to clinical trials. And often we put the onus on the patient to have to change their doctor or travel a long distance or even find a trial opportunity because they're not getting any information about clinical trials from their regular physician that they're seeking in their own care. So community-based research sites really open up a big opportunity for us to really turn this around and allow patients to receive care in the community with trusted doctors and care teams that they already have relationships with. And I think trust is a really important part of why community-based research can really increase diversity in enrollment overall. We know that patients, it's a really major decision to join a clinical trial, and they need trust and a relationship with their doctors and care team in order to help make that decision and make sure that this is a good fit for them in their overall disease journey. So these community-based research centers really provide us a great opportunity to do this and make sure that the information we're gathering in clinical trials represents the broader population that will receive this medicine once it does come to market. So with this, I think, you know, these community-based research sites are rooted in the community. They have the trust, and this is great. But then when you speak to what does industry need to do to focus on these sites even more, I think there also needs to be a recognition that sometimes these sites lack some of the resources to participate in more complex trials. So from a sponsor perspective and industry perspective, we need to look at the full picture around how do we include community-based researchers more in clinical research? What is their experience, patient population, community outreach, and all of their accessibility programs that they have in place for flexible hours, languages they speak, childcare services. All of these components need to come into the decision-making for sponsors to say, yes, this is the right community-based research site for us to include in our trial. And here are some support or resources we can provide this center to make sure their staff is trained, their staff is ready for the trial, and they have all that they need to be successful in participating in that trial opportunity.
All right, great. And then, for this next question, maybe, some of these solutions that we're about to talk about can help in some of these challenges, but how can AI and technology aid in improving relationships with these sites?
Yeah. So we hear a lot about AI. I'll start by saying AI has become a bit of a buzzword. If we really want to use AI to improve relationship with sites, we need to focus the AI investments and the technology we're using to really bring tangible value against real problems. So we can't just put AI on everything and think this is going to work to improve this very complex clinical trial ecosystem. It has to be rooted in real pain points and challenges that the sites have and tangible value they can receive for it. I would say the second point around AI that we hear all the time from sites is that they still want to be the decision makers. So when we're applying AI to any of these complex problems in the clinical trial ecospace, it's really important that AI is the support. AI is the tool to support the sites in making the right decisions and improving their workload. And then from there's so many opportunities for us to really use AI and technology to improve the whole clinical trial process for sites. If you take one example around the recruitment process, this can be a really time-consuming process for research sites where they have to first identify what patients within their practice or within their referral community might be a good fit. They have to then get those medical records, sift through pages and pages of medical information to determine whether or not that patient could be eligible for that trial. They then have to reach out to the patient, understand interest. They have to schedule the next appointment to bring them in. There's so many steps for a clinical site to bring a patient into the clinical trial process and get them enrolled in that particular study. So from an AI perspective, this is a great way to reduce burden, to make sure that the sites spend the time with the patient, building that relationship and the trust, like we spoke to before, and the community sites have, and then use AI as a support tool. AI can look through reams of data and information and help to bring that right information forward for the sites to make decisions around whether or not a patient should be contacted for a trial. So I think there's a ton of opportunity for AI to optimize the entire recruitment process as long as it's used as a support tool for the sites. And the site still can build on those relationships with the patient along the way.
And then for this last question, kind of sticking with technology and innovation within the space, there's new challenges with funding and the cost of operations going up. With this in mind and this kind of new landscape, what does the future of clinical trial innovation hold?
Yes, I think we find ourselves in a really difficult time, as you mentioned, around funding and the level of changes that are happening every day with announcements coming out. This is leading to a lot of uncertainty, and we still need to understand how this will all unfold. What I think about and have hope for is that clinical research and drug development overall is rooted in science and medicine, and there will be a strong continued focus on innovation in this area. I believe our industry will continue focusing on core challenges, with patient enrollment being one of the top challenges that we face in the clinical trial space, with very few patients having access to clinical research, as we talked about before. So this is an important moment for us to understand what's the changing landscape, but still focus on how do we apply the most exciting innovations to the parts of our processes and clinical trials overall that are the most challenging so that we can make the clinical trial process more efficient, more accessible for patients, design better protocols, bring trials closer to home, and really recruit and find the right patients for those trial opportunities. So I'm hoping to see increased investment and continued investment in these areas where we know we really need to improve access to trials with more participation and make sure these really innovative upcoming treatments get to patients as quickly as possible.
All right, fantastic. Well, Liz, once again, thank you so much for your time today, and it was great speaking with you.
Great. Thanks so much, Andy.